What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
To the dismay of a lot of fans, they didn't feel like the Bills really addressed your side of the ball during the draft, went more defense. What's your assessment of the job that was done during the draft, and were you looking for more?
Listen, I trust our front office. I trust our coaching staff to develop the talent that we have here. All I have to do is focus on going out there and then getting it to the right people and then whoever's open. That's my job, and make sure that our offense is trying to roll in on all cylinders, and that's all I'm trying to do.
Pam Oliver last night during the broadcast asking Josh about the draft, focusing heavy on the defense. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Jeremy White, Sneaky Joe DiBiase. This is WGR Sports Radio 550. We are happy to have you with us on this Monday. Happy to have you watching live. If you're on our YouTube stream, you can see us too. Now in football season, you know, here we are. We're ready for you. So like and subscribe on our YouTube page and stream with us there. And we'll talk to Sal coming up at 8 o'clock.
And we're talking to you with the temperature being in the 50s.
Yeah.
So.
It's nice.
Nice. Yeah.
To that point, so Pam Oliver brought that up with Josh Allen. And then when Brandon Bean's in the booth with the guys, they ask him about the draft. And what he said had me looking at Josh Allen's playoff game log immediately after. Because, you know, the game was on and the game was, the kind of thing that you might pick up your phone and say, like, what else is going on?
Yeah. It's an Instagram game.
So what did I look up? What did Bean say?
What did he say?
That had me thinking, you know what? Let me look at Josh Allen's playoff game log.
He said, which he has said before, the thing about how, you know, the way the offense performed last year and how they just felt like the defense fell a little bit short. Not in those exact words, but that's what he basically was trying to get across.
Yeah.
We addressed defense because that was the unit that let us down last year.
Yep. There was something else he said in that family of that conversation, but close. Let me just give it to you.
Yeah.
He said, you're playing guys like Lamar and Pat and Joe Burrow. You got to get them on the ground.
Yep.
So then I looked up, how often teams get Josh Allen on the ground in the postseason? Because here are the Bills and the Chiefs. They are dead even, and it is August 18th, and we are going to talk about the Bills and the Chiefs until January. It's just going to work that way. I also have to give you something I discovered on Friday, because you were off on Friday, and I discovered something on Friday I want to get to.
Okay.
That I'll reintroduce here. But how often has Allen been sacked in the Bills' last four or five playoff losses?
I would guess it's not many. Four or five? Like, has he been sacked seven times? Like, less than two a game, I would guess.
Their last game, they lost to the Chiefs. It's twice.
Okay.
Two sacks, lost 10 yards. Kansas City here, he was sacked zero times.
Okay.
Cincinnati game, he gets sacked one time for 3 yards.
Okay.
And then the 13 seconds game, he gets sacked twice for 16 yards.
So five times?
Five times. You have to go all the way back to 38-24, the first AFC Championship game appearance. Mm-hmm. They're all over him. They get him 4 times in that game for 53 yards. But, yeah, in their last four postseason losses, he's been sacked 5 times. And that's a testament to Josh. He's incredible at getting away. Not every one of these guys is the same at getting away. Lamar, pretty good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the best ever. Mahomes used to be great at it. And the last 2 years, he kind of gave up that superpower. He's not been as elite at pressure to sack ratio. Then there's Burrow, who is not elite at it. So,
yeah, Mahomes took, you said Allen had 5 sacks taken in his last 4 playoff games.
Yeah.
Mahomes had 6 taken in his last playoff game.
Right, against the Eagles.
And it was 2 against the Bills and then 3 against Houston. So he got sacked 11 times in the playoffs last season.
Yeah. So it's about the Bills and their pursuit of getting after the opposing team's quarterback, getting him on the ground. And with Lamar, I don't know if that's going to work. Maybe they don't rush the same way. With Mahomes, I used to think that wouldn't work, but the last couple seasons, he's just not as good. And, again, yes, his line is bad. You could see it in the numbers. Pressure to sack ratio.
He wasn't escaping.
He's not the same as he used to be. Now, maybe there's an injury in there, whatever. But Allen's always been elite at this. It's one of the things that bails them out. So, five times in the last four playoff losses, a team has gotten to Allen. Because part of what I want to say with that is...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
If you listen to the Ravens say, how are you going to beat the Bills next year? And they said, we got to get Josh Allen on the ground. What would you think about that?
I would think that's a ridiculous plan. I would think that's a ridiculous plan.
Right.
Like, you're going to do what? One, they don't let much pressure up. And two, he gets away from it. So, good luck. Doesn't seem like the thing you should be chasing. And I guess... For Mahomes, though, maybe that should be seen as different.
I tend to agree. I think for Mahomes, it is now worth chasing that. I think for Lamar and for Josh, that might not be worth chasing.
Right. And I guess he includes Burrow in there, too. It's like two of the three. I might be like, okay, I could see that. I could see you getting to Mahomes because we've seen a couple teams do it now. I could see you doing it to Burrow because Burrow takes a lot of sacks, right, historically. Jackson, though, like you got to go at him with something else. And I think they might know the something else. The something else is getting him to give them the ball a couple times.
Yep. Because there's more than just actually getting the quarterback on the ground. There's pressure. Getting pressure. Or there's also commanding double teams and just forcing the way they play.
And it's not just sacks. It's forcing them into turnovers. And that is something they have done to Jackson that they have not done to Mahomes. Right? Like, one of the turnovers that Jackson makes last year in the playoff game, Hamlin is coming free on a blitz. It's more of a play call, obviously, than Hamlin beating like somebody on a blitz. But he gets pressure and trips up Jackson when he then puts the ball on the ground. And that's two turnovers in one half for Jackson. How many turnovers does Mahomes have in four playoff games against them? Is it even two?
He had a fumble in the AFC Championship game this year.
So that's what I mean. Like, they don't... For Vaughn closing a regular season game against Kansas City a couple years ago, how did that happen? That wasn't a sack, but that was you were in his face chasing him out of the pocket. Yeah. You're about to get him on the ground.
You made him uncomfortable throughout the day.
And you force him to throw a pass that is right to Taron Johnson. So there are different ways to measure that other than just sacks, but Jackson would be the one and Allen would be the one. I would agree with you that, like, I just that does not seem like... It doesn't seem like smart business. They roll out of the pocket and have pressure, and they're still going to be making 50-yard passes down the field or going to be running for 20 yards.
Sean in Toronto is next up. Hey, Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I get your guys' opinion, giving our safety problem. If maybe since Jordan Poyer is a free agent, if you think he'd be any worse than Cole Bishop?
I think that the answer is probably yes, he would. He looked really slow the last 2 years. So, yeah, I think at this point in his career, how old is he? 34 years old. I would be stunned if he was an upgrade today over Cole Bishop. Just athletically. Mentally, I'm sure he would be like maybe even light years beyond where Bishop is. But I just don't think he can run fast enough anymore. So, I don't know. Will he come back? Will this become the Micah Hyde thing from last year where everyone was waiting for Micah Hyde to come back all season? They just sat in the practice squad for a month. Maybe we'll do that with Poyer. I'm not going to do it with Poyer. I think it's over for him.
Yep.
Like Simmons or like if there's another name out there that is available for trade, like maybe that could be interesting at some point here, but not a guy that's played here.
Justin Simmons... Again, like if we're going to go all the way on this conversation about what's up at safety. Last year, he was on the free agent market forever and then signed, a one-year deal in Atlanta for 7.5?
Really? Was that high, that number?
Yeah, 7.5. Yeah, he signed it late because I know we had a conversation about Justin Simmons last offseason.
Right.
And he's still just kind of out there. The safety, that was something that happened last year in the league was that safeties were just kind of hanging out waiting for jobs. The position turned over quite a bit.
Yeah, best available safeties. I mean, Simmons is the only one you're going to worth talking about. Jordan Whitehead, who had Allen's number a couple years ago, but like nothing.
Javon Holland. No, sorry, he signed.
With he signed. But no, nobody you would expect to come in other than maybe Simmons and like challenge for a starting job. I mean, they want Bishop to do it. They want Bishop to show them. Why does he play last night? Why does he play maybe even still dealing with a little bit of an injury?
Because they need the reps.
He needs to get out there. He needs to get the reps because he's the plan. They badly want him, I'm sure, to come in and play. Because otherwise, I mean, you talked about Brett Coleman's breakdown, how they were protecting their safeties last year. If Bishop can't do it, then they're right back to Hamlin and Rapp again and then doing the exact same thing as they were last year, where they have to insulate their safeties like they never had before.
803-0550. We will get a break in. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Bills get trounced by the Bears 38-0 in a game that means really nothing. But, you know, other issues we're talking about, taking your phone calls. We'll talk about it with Sal, get the review of the joint practice as well, where we did get the Bills' top team, the ones, Josh Allen, Keon Coleman, among others. So we'll talk about that with Sal, and your phone calls are welcome. Throw them our way, throw them to Sal, 803-0550 here on WGR.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.